live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 8:05.
Sunshine, 73 degrees. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Hot today and occasionally breezy with a high of 91. Lots of sunshine, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a southerly wind shifting to the west, maybe in the 10 to 30 mile per hour range for much of the day. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight and dry with a low of 58. Tomorrow, clearing out with a high of 74, and then 74 again for Wednesday. Full forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up. Well, last evening we started telling you about a significant water main break which happened in Northwest Emporia and caused an impromptu waterfall stretching from around Candlewood Drive near the terminus of that down around Presbyterian Manor. We're pleased to be joined right now by Public Works Director Dean Grant, who's got an update and, the way it sounds, a good update to pass along.
Dean, good morning.
Hey, Dean.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
We're doing all right. I guess the question is, how are you and your crews doing here so far?
They're doing good. They got to go home about 6 o'clock this morning, so we got the line put back together about 3:30 this morning, and started turning the valves on to allow water to flow through it shortly thereafter. So,
outstanding.
Not too bad for the size line and the location of the break. So,
Dean, talk about that, because Ron and I had mentioned here during our talk time here about an hour ago, this was not your standard water main situation where you have the break somewhere in the street or underneath the street or right in the middle of an intersection, as we've had a few times here earlier just this summer. This is a different situation where your line was up in a tree line, really.
Yes, there's two lines that leave the water plant and go across the highway and end up on Flint Road, but obviously, as everyone knows, there's no road to the north of that, so it goes between Presbyterian Manor and Old Candlewood Suites, and so we had to get back kind of between the two buildings and take out some trees that had grown up in the area, and before we could get to the main. Unfortunately or fortunately, the main dug most of itself out for us, so it wasn't super difficult to excavate that particular line last night. We did have to bring in a local contractor with a little larger excavator to do some work and help us get it dug out. It was just a little more difficult for us to get around with the backhoe. They had a little trackhoe, kind of a mid-sized trackhoe that they could get around the hole a little better and help us get it dug out. So we utilized them, and the crew got in and cut out the section. It was ended up being 167, I believe, inches that they ended up replacing. And as you can see in the picture that we sent to you, it took about a 10-foot to 12-foot chunk off the kind of the top side of the pipe there. About half the pipe was gone. So,
and it kind of looked like it left you with a kind of like chocolate ice cream in the middle of that.
That happens when once we got the leak isolated, then you know, of course, the mud and dirt settle back in. We make sure the line's clean. The parts that we put in get a chlorine swab, and then you flush the line afterwards, to kind of flush that out of the, make sure you don't have any mud and stuff in there. But typically, yesterday in particular, you know, the line is pushing all the mud and everything out. It's not dragging it in. So that's why, you know, people didn't experience, at least not that I got phone calls on where they experienced dirty water. Sometimes after the leak, you know, we'll get those phone calls where someone may experience them. Yeah. But a lot of that even has to do more with the line being off, and now you turn it on, and it's sediment that was already in the line. So.
In talking with Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant, KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:21. Well, Dean, was it tough to locate where the break was, or did the mass of water you see kind of one area enable you to really track that down and expedite the process a little bit as far as finding it? And exactly how old is that line?
Well, finding the line or finding the leak was not difficult. Determining which of the two lines in that area it was on was a little more troublesome. So we ended up we turned both lines off, and then we cracked open one line and figured out which one it was, and then shut it back down and opened up the line that was not affected, so that we could keep a good portion of our system open. Part of it was open. But it's always nice to have more lines going under the highway. So the more the better. So just having getting that one line isolated worked out really well for us. And then that particular line is about 95 years old.
What about the life expectancy of water lines? I'm not an expert, obviously, on that topic, but... Is that considered aged, Dean?
Yes, it is, but it's no different than any other city across the United States. Every city, I mean, it's well known that every city in the United States has aging infrastructure. And when I first came on, Mark, was talking to me about, how the infrastructure is aging, but then telling me the different things that the city has been doing, and then the plans that they've had and the loan that we had or have currently that we're working on replacing water lines right now, as well as we continue to move forward with plans to continue to make repairs. The commission has allowed us to replace quite a few lines. Most people know that we are fixing to start a project on 12th Avenue. There's some plans that we're working on currently to get more funding to add another line coming out of the plant to kind of help out with these two older lines. And so the commission's done a wonderful job, and the fact that we have a plan, the city has a plan, the city's been executing the plan, puts us ahead of a lot of cities in the United States, because a lot of cities don't even have the plan to move forward. They just know they have aging infrastructure. So I think that, and I told Mark this, like I said, shortly after starting, yes, we have aging infrastructure, but Emporia is in a much better position than a lot of places because we have a plan to go in and start getting this replaced. And they've been doing it for, probably 3 years before even I got here. They've been working on it, and that's a good thing.
Indeed. Well, Dean, thank you for you and your crews for the work that they were doing on the overnight hours. That's hard work to do in order to get that particular water main break fixed in really non-standard working conditions, to say the least.
It was a challenge, but they did a great job.
So. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Dean, one more thing before I let you go. Was there concern in the back of your mind as far as letting the pressure get down to where we may have a boil water situation coming in here? Was the clock ticking on that?
Absolutely. From the time that I got the phone call, we figured out, which two lines it was on, found the valves. We have some machinery that we can take out and we can shut the valves off with that machinery a lot faster than what you can do by hand. So we deployed two machines. We went out and started shutting down the valves just as fast as we could, and that's what helped us. Where we had water in the standpipe still, we were still sending water out from the plant the entire time, which is what was different from the 2017 break, where there was absolutely no water leaving the facility. We never ran out of water at the facility. And where we did have low pressure, but not to the point where we had to issue a boil order. So
that's great. So any estimate on how much water lost?
Somewhere around in the neighborhood of about 3 million gallons, based on what I'm being told.
Okay.
The elevated storage tank levels were, and the levels of the two standpipes up at the plant, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 3 million gallons.
Well, Dean, again, thanks for your hard work. You and your team, great job. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dean. Get some rest.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
All right.
Yeah, Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant. Yeah, hats off to the crews that were on it quickly. You know, difficult to, you know, get this stuff taken care of. Obviously, they knew that they were up against the clock there as far as the boil water advisory and the water pressure. So, good work.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for folks that don't realize, it takes a while to find the source of